The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp.
Swing it, baby! That's what I'm talking about, Al.
Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp. She loves the free, cool wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
You know, that's Frank Sinatra from The Main Event. And all I keep thinking about when I hear this, thank you, Albert, right on the money. That's what I'm talking about, swinging in the radio with Francis Albert Sinatra. Here he is. He's older now, you know, when he did The Main Event. And been around. He retired, and he's going to come back in a big way. He comes up with the concept of going to Madison Square Garden, doing it like a boxing event, right? And we'll have Howard Cosell did the introduction of it. Maybe, Al, you could find that, because it was – I'm sick of that. Now, I'm thinking, as I get older, don't forget, to put yourself in a pressure – a performance like that. Only Frank Sinatra would do that. I'm telling you, it was live on network television, which you don't see anymore. You don't see any live stuff on, you know, even if it's the Academy Awards, by the way, and how you see the brilliant young Billie Eilish does a great job, or Elton John, you know, it's great and it's brilliant, but it's one song. The old man did an entire concert on network television. You wonder why I love the guy so much, how much respect and admiration I had for him. The pressure of that. And then they had to cut to commercials and they came back. And that's really, turned into a great album and one of the magnificent events in all of entertainment. Frank Sinatra at Madison Square Garden. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. A lot to go into. I'm going to take a couple phone calls. You are family. Like it or not, right? You can't choose your family. Well, you've chosen us, and we are proud to have you as part of the family gathered around this virtual kitchen table. We're fired up this Friday. I'm really just fired up. I just opened the mic this morning. And I just, at the end of the week, I see all the discrepancies in the news. I see the attacks. It just doesn't stop. And after a while, and we try to keep very pragmatic and objective on this program and under the radar, you know. And if you disagree, fine, just lay out your argument in an amicable way and we will listen. You're a Trump guy, Joe. I am? Well, what am I supposed to be? Can you give me an alternative? And there's never an answer. And then there's no initiative from the other side. And everything that's coming out of the progressive socialists means one thing: the end of America as we know it. And that's why they want. Because you and I, we won't, you know, oh, you'll get free everything. How good will that free be? I mean, really, nothing is free. You're going to go. And meantime, the folks that put all of those programs into place, they have got cars. They've got multiple homes. They've got people to tell them, Senator, you have to leave in 10 minutes. They got those people that I want one of those people around, you know, drivers. We won't. It's power and control. That's all they're after. Don't be fooled by this socialist nonsense. But a gentleman who is very supportive on Twitter, we appreciate it because Twitter can get crazy, and we keep it very small. We keep it very small, but we got good folks. I got good Italians out there watching my back, watching our back on the program. And Rudy V is one of those guys. You know him as Swag Dad on Twitter. Rudy, always great to have you on the show, and thanks for watching out for us, my brother.
Love you, Joe. Love you, Billy. Love you, man.
Love you too, man.
Today.
Yeah, you know what? God, am I getting too crazy? Am I getting too crazy?
No,
I think I'm fired up. Come
not
on.
At all. We got to stick together, brother. We got to stick together. Listen, get the axe handles out in Chicago. Let's go old school. Let's go old school. Take it to the street.
Can you believe this? Can you believe the gall? And I'm watching my language. We got to be appropriate. The gall that they're gonna take away Columbus Day in Chicago. In Chicago,
you know,
Illinois. Huh?
And let me tell you something. What's so sad, and I'm going to tell you something, they don't even know what he really discovered. The people that are against this, they don't even know anything about their own cultures. The fact of the matter is, as Amerigo Vespucci, they got to look into him. Italians did everything for this country, Joe.
Yeah,
everything.
You're right. You're right. The country's named after Amerigo Vespucci. Amerigo Vespucci.
That's right.
And Christopher Columbus, for all the flaws of Columbus, how brilliant it is to go and find out a new world, to discover a new world. And my good, and then they forget about this, Rudy. They forget about when Columbus landed, the natives were eating each other. This was lunch.
Absolutely.
What are we having for lunch? That guy over there. I mean, it's like, come on.
You know what's so funny is, and the people that protest, they don't want to go to work. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to do nothing. But.
Yeah.
They want to get out there and break out chops, and it's not right. It's not right, Joe.
So true. Rudy, we love you, man, and we appreciate it. And thank you for always watching out for us.
I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you right back, Rudy. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching our back. Janet on the radio. Good morning, Janet. How you doing this morning?
Oh, hi. Hi, Joe. Yeah, I want to check you on a little bit. You were talking about how these free things aren't any good. But if you look at other countries around the world who do have health care for all, you know, some form of Medicare for all, where everybody in the country is guaranteed health care and is insured, their life expectancy is longer than ours. We have the shortest life expectancy in the developed world. It's very shocking. If you check it out, and you can check this out very easily, the life expectancy of Americans is about 2.2 years less than the life expectancy in the rest of the developed world.
Yeah.
And part of that has to be they have access to health care. You don't wait until you're bleeding and dying to run to the emergency room. You actually go to your own private doctor, and you get seen, and you get taken care of, and you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, I want to give you, this is a little guessing game. This is in the form of a guessing game. Who was the candidate? In 2016, somebody was running, and they were asking the candidates about health care. And they asked this candidate, what do you think about health care? It was an open-ended question. And this candidate said, quote, this is an exact quote, and you could go look this up. This candidate said, I like single payer. It works in Canada. It works great in Scotland. Okay, three guesses. Who said that?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yes, exactly. So even Donald Trump recognized before, I guess he realized, no, you can't say that. If you're a Republican, you cannot advocate single payer. But he was in Scotland, and Scotland does have a reputation as one of the best healthcare systems in the world. Everything is covered.
Janet,
it must have been great for him. You know, as an employer in Scotland, especially in construction, you know how many accidents there are in construction.
Yeah.
And he
knew
that when any of his workers got injured, fell down, you call the system, the system came, picked them up, they got great care. So anyway, I'm just putting that in there as a fact to look at when you evaluate single payer.
Janet, I love you for being so civil and for putting your argument right on the line like that. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being so nice. I couldn't have disagreed with you more, but God bless you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what this Piscopo show is all about with Frank and Alan, Debbie. That's what we're all about. That I lay it out like that. The thing is, I'd rather take 2 years off my life than pay 90% taxes. I mean, I'd rather take 2 years off my life rather than have to wait eight weeks or a year to get an operation. I'd rather take 2 years off my life if I'm in another country than to have to come to the United States for the ultimate health care, because that's what's happening. You have to wait in line. You don't get the top of the line health care. That's a misnomer, and you have to check it out. And Janet, I respectfully submit to you that you check it out as well. You say if our life expectancy is shorter here, I'll take the 2 years off my life, but I ain't paying 90%, 75% taxes. And what Bernie Sanders is saying is, when he says, he goes, oh, we're going to do $15 minimum wage, but he's going to tax you 52%. And as I saw on James Woods' Twitter account, just to give credit where it's due, if you go through the numbers with Bernie, you're going to end up making $7.50 an hour because your taxes are going to be so high. And are you indeed going to get free health care? And do you want the health care that they're going to offer if it is for free? No. And I know Donald Trump did say that. And this is the beauty of President Trump, in my opinion. He transformed into a great president. I talked to Dr. Gorka about that on the air. So respectfully, is that because I watched the president go in and he said certain things. And you know what? Like Frankie and I always talked about, he was pretty liberal when he was in New York. He was like liberal. I always thought Donald Trump was like kind of a Democrat, but then the Republicans embraced him. He has rebuilt the Republican Party. And by the way, I'm an independent, so I have no skin in the game party wise. But Donald Trump, what he has done for the Republican Party, but when he says something, then he goes in and he takes a look at it for everybody, understanding everybody around the country. He transforms into the president, and he says single-pay health care is not going to work. You can't afford it. It's undoable. But to your point, Janet, if I can, what gets me crazy is when Donald Trump bought the Republicans home and he got the White House, and it was Donald Trump and nobody else. Not anybody else did it. It was this guy, Donald Trump, that everybody criticizes. He put the Republicans in charge in the House of Representatives, in the Senate. And what did they do with that power? And that's where the criticism comes in. No health care ideas at all. Nothing. We're going to defeat, right? The Obamacare. And my question always was, and I said it for years on this radio show, and replace it with what? They had nothing. They had nothing. They blamed Paul Ryan. And by the way, this is another, I think, a salute to President Trump for that he got as much done as he did, even with the do-nothing Republicans. It was Donald Trump with all of those initiatives, whether it was the First Step Initiative, the USMCA, whether it was the tax cut, whether it was that rebuilding, bringing the manufacturing back, bringing Nike back to Arizona, bringing Apple back to Texas. That's President Trump who did all those things, building up the military. That's defeating ISIS. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He did all of that with no help. With no help. Imagine if the Republicans were together then. But the criticism is just, Janet, as far as health care, when it comes to the Republicans, they had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House, they did nothing. And while I'm railing, and it is Fired Up Friday, where I get upset with the Republicans, oh, the FISA. Did you see what happened with the FISA? Oh, Hillary, she destroyed 33,000 emails. Oh, my God, she bleached. If I hear them complaining one more time about that, will you do something about it? The FISA warrant, the whole Mueller probe, it was illegal what they did. Illegal what they did. What's happening? They put Roger Stone in jail. He did nothing. Roger Stone is facing years in prison. For what? I still don't know what. He lied. He lied to Congress. No, he didn't. It's all false. You're saying these things. The collateral damage. You know, KT McFarland, Hope Hicks, all these great, great folks who worked around the president, the Mueller probe, went after, took them down. How is that happening? And why aren't the Republicans firing subpoena after subpoena? You know, you could see the Mueller probe was false. The Ukraine, it was false. Just today, now Ukraine is going. Rudy Giuliani does the homework. Oh, well, Rudy, no, he's off his game. He doesn't know what he's doing. Excuse me. Look at the facts. Google Rudy Giuliani. Read those things that Rudy has come up with on his podcast. And Joe Biden should really almost be in jail. I'm just saying the Republicans do nothing on that. That criticism is just. And they've done nothing for health care. They've done nothing for immigration reform. President Trump is on his own in this respect. And I don't know how to explain that they should do more. Hey, Charlie Payne's fired up and he's going to join us. Charlie knows more about the economy than most of America, and he's going to tell you what's going on with this coronavirus. Debbie Duhaime is out there, 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's AM 970, The Answer. Fired Up Friday!
Fired Up Friday. Here we go, Joe. We're fired up on the Northern State because it's not moving. The Northern State eastbound is closed by 106.7. It's a four-car accident, a fatality involved in this one, Joe, unfortunately. So you have emergency activity at the scene. Again, this is the Northern State east at 106.7. All lanes remain closed. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Cross Island South at Bell Boulevard with an accident. Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens, accident on the ramp. And it's busy as you head to the Bruckner West into White Plains Road, accident blocking a lane. Inbound GWB looks fine, no problems there. Lincoln down to 5 minutes, and the Holland only about 10 minutes in from the Turnpike, 20 though from 1 and 9. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to 280 westbound. That's slowing down, getting out toward the Stickle Bridge, heading through Newark. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south by exit 9. It's an overturned truck. It's over on that ramp into Route 18. Sunny today with a high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt has a reason he wants Bernie to win the nomination.
In Virginia, it's a tie, 22-22. Now, I've already voted for Bernie. Open primary. Republicans out there listening to me. You don't want to run against Bloomberg. That's just two Republicans. We don't prove anything if we run against Bloomberg. I want to run against a socialist and repudiate him.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
My name is Colin Plume, and I'm the president of Noble Gold Investments. Today, I'm here to talk about excellence. We all know excellence when we see it. A classic film, an incredible book, or perhaps a restaurant where the food and service consistently blows you away. Excellence doesn't happen by accident. It happens by practice and is on display in the work of honest, hardworking professionals who hold themselves to a high standard. Investing in precious metals takes a big leap of faith if you don't know anything about the industry. You need excellence in service. For my dedicated team of professional representatives at Noble Gold, excellence comes as standard. I won't tolerate anything less than the highest standards of excellence. Noble Gold consistently wins new business from the referrals of our existing clients. Why do our clients refer us? Because they feel safe, they feel valued, and they feel that their questions are being answered. If you're interested and want to learn more about your IRA or 401k, visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4455 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4455. Enjoy.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo telling you about Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I love Trinitas. We're going to be there. Are you going to be there? Hey, what are you looking at? We want you to come down. We're doing a live broadcast on March 6th. That is Friday, I believe, Frankie Five Boroughs, right? Friday, we're going to be down there.
That is correct. 1 week from today.
National Employee Appreciation Day. Tune in. Stop by the lobby to help me wish a happy 20th anniversary to my friends at Trinitas. I'm so proud. See, again. See, I went to my friend Vic Richel, and I know we got to Charlie. Charlie Payne's standing by. But Charlie understands this because this, my friend, my business guy, Vic, says, Joe, you got to meet the folks at Trinitas. I met the folks at Trinitas. This is like a medical center second to none. They have grown leaps and bounds since they've been on the show. I'm just saying, kind of goes hand in hand, right? Well, we appreciate Trinitas being there. You know, they've established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center that you've got to see. This magnificent state-of-the-art, helping so many people. The Connie Dwyer Breast Center, cardiology, renal, maternity, behavior, health, and more. They've grown. They're in 21 counties, and every single county in the great state of New Jersey. Trinitas's palliative care program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold certification, gold level certification on the stroke and joint replacement program. Let me tell you too, and then we're gonna go to Charles Payne. When you go and you have a wound and people call and you have a grandparent that has a wound and it doesn't heal, you got to go to Trinitas. The Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine has a 95% heal rate for problem wounds at Trinitas Center. Boom. 95% heal rate. Please check out TrinitasRMC.org. TrinitasRMC.org. And again, we'll see you next Friday, National Employee Appreciation Day, broadcasting live from Trinitas. Again, TrinitasRMC.org.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Charles Payne is the man from Fox Business. He knows more about this economy, and he does it in such a... dumb people like me can understand the economy when Charlie breaks it down for you. Charles, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us.
It's great to be back. Thank you very much.
No, we appreciate it. I know you're very, very busy, just crushing it at Fox Business, by the way, Charles.
And, thank you.
And then I see on Fox News all the time. Tell us about the what's happening with the economy, with coronavirus, and why the flu is worse than corona. Why did that not drop the stock? All these questions we have that you will have the answers to, Charlie Payne.
You know, it's interesting because the initial drop in the stock market was not because of the necessarily the medical outcomes of the coronavirus, but because of the actions taken in China to stop its spread. In other words, them shutting down virtually the entire country. You know, of course, that Hubei province was 60 million people on quarantine, on lockdown. You couldn't go to work. You couldn't produce goods. And as a consequence of us over, you know, a couple of decades giving them everything, Joe, everything, so that big businesses can save a nickel here and a dime there, we started to connect the dots. And those dots said, hey, Apple's not – you may want an iPhone, but they may not get the parts to make the iPhone. So that really triggered the selling last week, and we've gotten more of those kind of announcements. Yesterday, for example, it was Microsoft saying the same thing, hey – people want our laptops. People want our computers, but we can't get to it because the components are made in China. So that was the first part, the first leg of this sell-off, if you will. Yeah, it was Charlie, all economically based. Yeah,
I know. And Charles Payne, by the way, host of Making Money with Charles Payne on the Fox Business Network, author of that great book everybody is reading, Unstoppable Prosperity by Charles Payne. Charlie, but, you know, the president's been railing about it. You manufacture in America, we won't have these problems. That we're getting
on.
And you saw Tucker last night, and we've been talking about it for years now. Generic drug production in maybe the stressed areas like Paterson, New Jersey, these economically stressed areas around the country, you know, in the south side of Chicago, we're taking our antibiotics. They're being made in China. Charlie, a little something wrong with that maybe?
There's a lot wrong with that. Joe, it's mind-boggling. It's nuts. And, you know, I want these globalists, you know, the folks at the Wall Street Journal, the big, you know, the Business Roundtable, the Chamber of Commerce, all of these people who have been so critical of President Trump and his trade war to now tell us what we're going to do because China had a big, giant shipment of facial masks coming our way, and they turned it back around because they said we might need it. You know, and think about this. What if we ever went to war with China? If they're not going to share face masks with us, would they actually send us steel and aluminum to build warships?
Hello. Hello, it's Charles nuts. Payne.
It's crazy.
Speaking the truth, Fired Up Friday. We love you, Charlie. And you, in a nice, amicable way, I love your approach, especially on Twitter, which could be very vicious, and you're not. You're very nice. You're very informative. And you say that what the president has done, and I don't want to get conspiratorial, but help me out here, Charles, if you would, because I have immense respect for your prowess when it comes to business and your astute observations of it. Because all of a sudden, the president goes up against China, right? Now, this is Jersey Joe talking, so this is off the charts a little bit. Listen. The president goes after China like nobody had the courage to do. President Trump, he transformed into this great president. He's going after China with the military giant, the economic giant. They want to take over the world. All of a sudden, Charles Payne, a virus surfaces. I'm just saying, Charlie. Is that my Italian, neurotic Italian brain thinking? I mean, huh? What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? there's something obviously fishy there. And in fact, you know, I wonder what kind of role this whole thing played in them coming and signing that first phase one. Because
exactly.
They signed the deal on December 13th.
Yep.
Something tells me they knew about this virus when they were signing that deal.
I think so. Listen, do we buy now, by the way, when stocks are so low like this, Charles?
You know what? I'm salivating, Joe. And I'm trying to be very careful because, you know, I know there's misery and there's fear out there.
Yeah,
and you don't want to seem like, you know, some kind of greedy whatever. But I got to tell folks out there, if you looked at Apple stock last Thursday when it was at an all-time high and you say, golly, why didn't I buy it? Now's your chance. If you look at Amazon stock, which was at an all-time high last Thursday, and say, what the heck was I not thinking about not owning that? There are a lot of names like that. I've got a list. I refine it every day. I think very soon I'm going to get very aggressive, and I think the reasons for me doing that, I'll give the weekend, though, you know, just to see what kind of spread we get here in this country, how the numbers look in other places like Italy, which has done an awful job. And then I think next week I want to start to get pretty aggressive, buying the names that I think are going to be great companies for the next 10 to 20 years and that their stocks are extremely oversold here.
You know, everybody loves you, Charles. I mean, yeah, you really just have this. Everybody loves you. My mother idolizes you, man. She's on the phone with her broker right now as we're talking. I just know it, man. Charles Payne says. Hey, Charles, any predictions for South Carolina before we let you go, sir?
Yeah, I think Biden has become the great Democratic hope again. I think after two flat debates, I think they have given up on Bloomberg. They want his money, but they've given up on him. The betting markets are saying Biden wins South Carolina. If he wins it by a big enough margin, that gives him a chance perhaps in Texas. He's now leading in the polls in Florida, so I think Biden is now, you know, has moved Bloomberg out of the way. Ironic, because they never really went at each other during that debate one-on-one. But it really was a battle of the moderates, and no one's taking Mayor Pete seriously. Unfortunately, Amy Klobuchar, who has great qualities, is just not there. You know what I mean?
So
I think the people who pull the levers, the folks in the power, the establishment now, pushing all their chips back on Joe Biden.
And I love the drama, Charles. I love the drama of Bernie Sanders. You can't make it up. We come in the morning pre-show. The material is written for you for the radio show. You know what I mean? But honestly, Charles Payne, and again, we want you to check out Charles's book, Unstoppable Prosperity. But how dangerous would a Bernie Sanders presidency be, Charles?
It would be just beyond dangerous. It really would be. I mean, we've seen this over and over again. Look at the USSR, you know, look at Africa. You know, when most of those countries got their independence, they had a choice. And because, you know, they felt some resentment against the nations that had colonized them. And back then, you know, Russia was a powerhouse. It looked like a powerhouse. So most of them became socialists or communists. Yeah. And I think it put the continent maybe 50 to 75 years behind where they should be right now. So everywhere it's been tried. Venezuela was the richest country in South America, and now it's at hand.
Right.
You know,
look
so everywhere it's been tried, it's failed miserably. And often it's invited dictatorships, war, famine. I mean, you know, there's some real serious negative consequences of going down that road.
Yeah, Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne. Charles, where can we find the book Unstoppable Prosperity, sir?
You know, go to unstoppableprosperity.com. The book will be free. All you have to do is pay for postage and handling. You know what I love? I wrote about these kind of markets in the book, how to handle it, and why it's an opportunity. So it's a guideline on how to take advantage of something like this, because we will look back. It could be months, certainly in the next year or two, and say, golly, I should have loaded up then. You don't have to do it in one day, but there's ways of finding good stocks to own over the next week or so.
We love you, Charles Payne. Thanks so much for joining us. God bless you.
Joe.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Charles Payne right
Thank
there. He's the man. Yes, sir. UnstoppableProsperity.com. UnstoppableProsperity.com. The book is free. You pay for shipping. You get some incredible advice from the man, Charles Payne. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 934 right now. Al Gattulo has the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
33 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Westchester County kicking off New York Maple Weekends. Starting on weekends March 21st, the county's Hilltop Hanover Farm and Environmental Center in Yorktown Heights will begin serving up organic pancakes with locally produced maple syrup from White Oak Farm, along with bacon and maple sausage from Hemlock Hill Farm. White Oak Farm is one of many sugar houses across the state where visitors can go to see how trees are tapped. And the Chocolate Expo is returning to Garden City on March 1st. And the 9th annual celebration of all things chocolate will take place at the Cradle of Aviation Museum, where a record number of vendors are expected. In addition, for the first time, vendors will be coming from as far away as New Hampshire and even Honduras. There will also be more interactive experiences for attendees. In sports, the Knicks skid now at 6 after a 115-106 setback to the 76ers. In the NHL, the Rangers scored four third-period goals, winning their fifth straight against the Canadiens 5-2 in Montreal. Islanders lost 3-2 in overtime against the Blues in St. Louis, while the Devils fell in overtime to the Sharks 3-2 in San Jose. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And let's see what's happening here on the Northern State, Al. The Northern State eastbound by the Vauntaun, accident on the shoulder. And then on the Northern State east at 106.7, all lanes remain closed with an ongoing accident investigation that happened a few hours ago. The LIE is a much better alternative for you. Over on the Seaford Oyster Bay, northbound by Hempstead Turnpike, a crash there as well. Westbound Bruckner into the Bronx River Parkway, it's an accident. And we're slowing down on the Cross Island south of Bell Boulevard, with an accident being cleared. Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens, accident right on the ramp. Inbound GWB, getting reports of an accident on the upper level, but traffic is still very light. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 5 minutes in. And over the Holland, you're waiting about 10 minutes getting into town. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike southbound. That ramp into Route 18, it's an overturned truck, so expect delays. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, chilly, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Yes, Piscopo, in the morning. Great to have you with us this morning, telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You know, if you have someone in a hospital or rehab center, you know, it costs a fortune. You know that. You worry about it. Are you going to run out of money? And you worry about bankruptcy, for example, just to pay for the medical and facility bills, right? Facility bills. Well, don't panic. Just call Connors and Sullivan, please. They've helped hundreds of people like you and me with the same thing that you are going through. And I tell you, if you're like me, you don't like to deal with this. I just, you hear the ugh in my voice, the ugh. I guess it, when it comes to wills and trust, well, you have to set everything up, and the ugh comes out. So I was fortunate enough to have a stellar older son, Joey, just my boy, you know, and my number one firstborn son. So he says, Dad, you got to get everything in order. He says it. So, you know, I checked with the attorneys, you know, I called Anthony Pope and I said, where are we going? We all decided to go to Connors and Sullivan. And I'm telling you, they took care of everything so quickly, so easily, and just a short visit. And they're so nice. You'll feel like you're with family. So remember when I would tell you I said, I got to call Lisa. And I did. I called Lisa. She was great. And then Bridget over there, and then Kelly and Rose, and there's Beth, Mike's beautiful wife. She comes over. I said, oh, Beth, you're in the office. She's there, yes, taking care of things. And then Mike himself, most knowledgeable man when it comes to wills and trusts and health care proxy. And God forbid you have somebody in a rehab or you're worried about you're not eligible for Medicaid. Will you please call Lisa, all right, like I did, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. 500. Connors and Sullivan. By the way, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. And your first initial consultation is free. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mr. Connors himself Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. And on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. Whether you're just testing the waters of digital marketing or already have a plan in place that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. Face it, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So it's shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. I've been telling you about this, about home title lock, right? But that's a brutal lesson Deborah learned. This girl Deborah, I keep telling you about, when thieves found her home's title online, forged it, and literally took ownership of her home. Listen to what I'm telling you, please. In an instant, thieves legally owned Deborah's home. She got evicted and spent a fortune in legal fees trying to get it back. The FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes. And you don't want to be next. That's why I implore you to protect the online title to your home with Home Title Lock. The legal documents to our homes are kept online. Thieves hunt them down. They forge the documents stating that you sold them your home, right? Then they borrow against your home and stick you with the payments. No insurance or bank protects you. Home Title Lock does. You could already be a victim of title fraud and not even know it. Find out. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com. Enter Joe, J-O-E, for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter Joe for 1 month free at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from New York, the city whose landmarks are familiar all over the world. The world center for shipping, transportation, communication, yeah, finance, fashions, and above all, entertainment. A city that pulsates always because of the millions of people who live here, work here, visit here. And in the heart of the metropolis, the great arena, Madison Square Garden, which has created and housed so many champions, and which is why tonight, from the Garden, the most enduring champion of them all, Frank Sinatra, comes to the entire Western Hemisphere live with the main event, Frank Sinatra in concert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the first song, Al? I forget the first song.
It was a very good year.
He went into that first? He kicked it off with that?
Yes.
Let me.
Madison Square Garden, October 13, 1974. Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people. People from all walks of life. People who are young and people who are old. Here to see, here, pay homage to a man who has bridged four generations and somehow never found a gap. Hello again, everyone. I'm Howard Cosell. And I've been here so many times. And in a curious way, this event, live with the king of entertainment, carries with it the breathless excitement and anticipation of a heavyweight championship fight. Celebrities are here in profusion, one after another. Rex Harrison, Professor Higgins, if you will. Carol Channing, hello, Dolly. Paula Cronkite, Mr. Believable. And, of course, the great romantic hero, Robert Redford. But here, coming through the same tunnel that so many champions have walked before, the great man, Frank Sinatra, who has the phrase, who has the control, who understands the composure, who knows what losing means, as so many have, who made the great comeback, who now stands still, enduringly, on top of the entertainment world. Ladies and gentlemen, from here on in, it's Frank Sinatra.
Man. Listen to that. That's Frank Sinatra right there. Howard Cosell. Why can't television be like that today? Am I right or wrong? 1974, the old man, Mr. Sinatra, goes, Howard, I want you to do this for me. We're going to do a whole big comeback at Madison Square Garden. They did it in the line, like Howard said right there, like a prize fight. And I tell you right now, I bet money, I don't know for a fact, that Cosell ad-libbed that whole introduction like that. He was just a genius like that. And I've told it before, and Al and I have talked about this. I'm a great admirer of the late, great Howard Cosell. I did, I'm embarrassed to tell you that I did, but hey, one of the embarrassing things I've done, I've been among many, was Battle of the Network Stars.
So Robert Conrad, the captain for the NBC team.
Exactly. So there I am. Very good, Al, actually. I go down and I go out to LA, and I remember, oh my goodness gracious, I was a kid off of Saturday Night Live. I did not want to do the show because I said, I'm going to be embarrassed if I do the show, because first of all, if I do lousy and it's Battle of the Network Stars, people are going to make fun of me. So the network says, Joe, I think it was on NBC. Might have been on NBC. They go, you got to go out. I went out. And I remember
ABC,
I got.
I believe it was.
Yeah, whatever. Well, that's what Cosell was with all those years. Right. So I go out to Santa Monica. I rented. You ready for this? I went to one of the rental companies, anyway, Enterprise, whatever it was, a Hertz. I got a red Mercedes-Benz convertible.
It had to be Hertz. I don't think Enterprise was in existence back then.
Yeah, I remember back, it was the 450 SL. Do you remember that beautiful car? Before they changed the design of the Benz, and I'm going down the Pacific Coast Highway. The sun, I got the roof down. I'm going, you know, this entertainment thing, not so bad. I'm thinking coming out of New York. But then we went to, I think we went to UCLA or Pepperdine, someplace. And we're out there and we're competing. And you know what? It was fun. And we got to see everybody. And I got to hang with Howard Cosell. So again, forgive me. I told you this before. So let me, I have to tell you this, though, because I know we have so many new people listening to the show from all around the country. And if you're young, you got to Google Howard Cosell, because he was really a genius in many ways. But he was so funny. He would be like, I'd be walking with him. And hold on, I'll get to you in, get to you in a second. I want to hear. So I'm walking with the guy, and then I'm hanging out with Howard, and he's joking around, but he's with me, and it's just with me, and we're talking, and we're exchanging stories, and then we go back, and we say, okay, we're gonna go back to the hotel, and then the day was done, and we were gonna get on a plane, so we go back to the hotel, and I say, okay, let me just shower up, and he goes, okay, I'll meet you later. So I'm in the shower. I told you this before, and then the phone rings, and so I open the shower, and I went, and I pick up the hotel phone. And I said, hello, who's that? And he goes, Joe, it's Howard. I'm downstairs. I'm in the bar. I'm drinking vodka. and he hung the phone up, and I went, all right. right. All right. Don't you know, we ended up hanging. We're down, and then we went to the airport together. We flew home together. Howard Cosell, man, one of the greats of all time, man.
Amazing. Now, Joe, you may not remember this, but a number of years ago, we had dinner with a bunch of radio people. One of them happened to be one of the guys that first got into the business, Kurt Chaplin, and he worked for ABC Network Radio for many years. And Howard Cosell used to do this 3-minute update on sports at 5 o'clock every day. It was live, and it was heard nationally across the nation. So he'd call in like 3 minutes before the top of the hour and ask the desk assistant, who was Kurt at the time, to read him the stories of the day. And he kept rejecting everything. And it's like getting close to the top of the hour, and the chime is going to happen. And so he hears this little story about some head coach in a small college who passed away. And Cosell, at 5 o'clock and 00, does this whole thing about this coach, and I am devastated at the loss of Jim and his family and his kids, and he's naming the kids and the wife and the whole thing. There's a commercial, comes back, does another minute, how he's devastated. He doesn't know how he's going to make it through the day. So Kurt says to him afterwards, that was beautiful. I can't believe you knew this guy. Howard said to him, haven't ever met the guy. Very sorry. Hangs the phone up. I mean, that was him.
I tell you, and also to that, when I was with Howard there, Howard Cosell, I told you this before too. That's a great story, Albert. It's so true. So he gets on, he's got to do his ABC feed. And back in the day, and this is why I'm such a radio geek, there must have been, Frankie, you'll know, how many stations do you think ABC had? About hundreds and hundreds of stations, you know, on the ABC radio network, please. So there must, really, 400 or 500 stations, whatever it was. Howard had a 5-minute bit that I used to listen to as a kid in Jacksonville, Florida, in college, to Howard Cosell do the feed. So now I'm next to Howard. He stops, and we're in the middle of this battle of the network stars. He goes, I've got to do a feed to the network. So I wait. I'm there. Not a note. Not a clock. I'm amazed. I'm watching this guy. And again, being an aficionado and a student of broadcasting, I'm watching the great Cosell. Off the top of his head, he does 4 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm watching the clock above me. Howard didn't even look. It is in his head. It was one of the most brilliant performances I've ever seen. Howard Cosell. And I hear, you know, I know all I knew that he was a great, great guy. But what a brilliant broadcaster. Nothing before, nothing since. It's great to talk about the great Cosell. I'll grab a call when we come back. We got to go to traffic right now because we're running late. It's 10 up 10, 9:50 right now. Stay fast. I'll get the calls while I can. Let's go to Debbie right now on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Hope you get to relax a little bit. Let's see what's happening on the roads right now. New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 9 on that ramp. It's an overturned tractor trailer, so expect delays. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's only 5 minutes. Holland, only 5 minutes into town. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the Cross Island South right at Bell Boulevard. It's an accident taking one lane there. And problems continue on the Northern State Parkway. Northern State eastbound by the Wantagh. It's an accident on the shoulder. And then on the Northern State east out by 106.7, all lanes still closed. It's all due to this ongoing accident investigation after a fatal accident there this morning. Let's go over to 95 southbound, slowing down into Port Chester with the ongoing construction. 202 in Yorktown Heights, some down wires. So do prepare for some slowdowns and a detour through that area. Subway's on time. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough sees chaos from the swamp to the streets.
I see Comey and McCabe and the swamp getting away with stuff. And then you've got bail reform in New Jersey and New York and some other places that are just turning people back loose on the streets after they commit certain crimes. We are in the midst of utter chaos when it comes to lawlessness.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4. Dr. Sebastian Gorka has some words to live by.
You do not apologize for being on the side of truth. You do not apologize for standing up to your Christian values. They'll get out the hammer. They'll get out the pile driver. And then they'll try and take you down finally.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970.
The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
For today, it'll be blustery and cold with a mixture of clouds and sunshine, a high of 41, although wind chills will be in the upper 20s during the afternoon. Patchy clouds, brisk and cold for tonight, low 28, but wind chills will feel like it's in the teens. Brisk and cold tomorrow with clouds and some sunny breaks, a high of just 37. And for your Sunday, plenty of sunshine, not as harsh in the afternoon, and a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about law enforcement against drugs. You know, I'm a staunch supporter of law enforcement, as you are, as we all are. And we love the men and women of the NYPD and law enforcement all around the country, the sheriffs, the state troopers, the local police, you know, keeping us safe, putting their lives on the line. Well, we have a great organization. It's called Law Enforcement Against Drugs LEAD. It's a charity that the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. All right. And I'm going to tell you how you can make a donation. And I'm going to tell you, if you're law enforcement, how you can contact LEAD. Okay. Because last year we lost 72,000 of our family members. Right. You're talking about the coronavirus from drugs, drug-related deaths, 72,000 neighbors, friends, you know? I mean, this is like an epidemic. And LEAD has the only evidence-based K-12 tested and proven effective school-based anti-drug, anti-violence prevention curricula in the nation delivered by police officers in uniform and the teachers themselves. The LEAD prevention curricula includes age-appropriate, tested and proven effective information on marijuana, on opioids, prescription, over-the-counter drugs. Now, for more information or to donate, please go to leaddrugs.org. It's LEADRUGS. Leaddrugs.org. Leaddrugs.org. And like their Facebook page at Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Five minutes before 10 o'clock. You know, I wanted to be, I'm going to do phone calls in a second, I see, but I want to acknowledge when I was at the Improv many, many years ago, there was a gal that was a singer there, and she was, yeah, we had singers there to break up the comedians, all the wacky comedians and all the things we were doing in the late 70s, and her name was Shelley Ackerman, and she used to go up and sing, I'm beginning to see the light, and all the standards, and she was great, and she was a cabaret performer, you know, and she, and everybody loved Shelley, and she was back there in the bar with us as comics, and we would just trade stories, we would, you know, we would all have social functions together. It was 4.5 years, a magnificent 4.5 years of my life. The most terrifying, being in front of people for the first time, learning comedy, getting to meet greats like Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld and Richard Pryor and Robin Williams, you know, and Shelley Ackerman, watching her sing every single night. So we got the sad news that Shelley passed away yesterday. So I wanted to just acknowledge Shelley Ackerman on the air. You know, and it's, you know what, how many years ago is that? But you don't forget about that. You know, it's family. So Shelley, we're thinking about you. I sent a little something over to the Sherman, I think the Sherman Funeral Home, I believe in Queens, and we wanted to just wish our best to the Ackerman family. And Shelley, rest in peace, and thanks for gracing this earth with your beautiful self all those years. Let me go to Judy real quick in Brooklyn, New York. Judy, always great hearing from you. What is on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I know you're rushing. You know, when I heard Janet, I picked up the phone because I wanted to say some things, and as I'm holding on, I'm thinking, Joe's not leaving a thing for me to say. But I'm going to add something a little bit. You know,
please.
There's an expression, when something sounds too good to be true, chances are there's a catch, okay?
Yeah, you're
so,
right.
Janet, I don't know about all your statistics, and I would check into those statistics, by the way. I challenge things. I don't just take things just like that.
But you know something?
The things I've been reading, Canadians, they got to wait forever for an MRI, let alone
That's
a
right.
hip replacement, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? When they have serious issues in medical surgery, everyone from all over, they come to the United States of America. And
That's
let
right.
me tell you something. This Pied Piper Bernie Sanders, when he's believing, you know, everything is free for these overgrown 29-year-olds. Nothing is free, Joe. We know that, you know? Yes.
Judy, you're the best. Thank you, and we love you. And thank you. Have a great weekend, Judy. It's true. And again, but we love the open forum here. And, you know, even though I'm all fired up on a Friday because I get frustrated by the end of the week, you know, you see all the nonsense on the news. It's okay to call here, call the show, and to just to air your thoughts. Because Janet was saying, you know, well, we should have more. Bernie's okay. Single health care, single payer health care. You can't do it. You just can't. And so and you have to be understanding. You have to be logical about your approach to what we can do. I would like to see the Republicans step up more when handing out subpoenas, number one, and maybe coming up with comprehensive immigration reform and health care. Judy, thank you. Janet, thank you. Hey, and thank you. Would you do me a big favor and go out and make it the best weekend ever? Because you deserve
it. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
33 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Tomorrow marks the 29th of February, an event that only happens once every 4 years. It's Leap Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep our seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows the year is 365 days long, but that's not exactly accurate. It actually takes the Earth about 365 and one quarter days to travel around the sun. To keep the extra time from throwing things off, the Romans decided a couple of thousand years ago to add an extra day every 4 years. Pope Gregory XIII made some slight adjustments in the 1500s to deal with an 11-minute discrepancy. It's now commonly known as the Gregorian calendar. It's still followed to this day, and in the United States, leap year coincides with presidential election years. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone, and a great leap day.